A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samande UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We're looking at 4 points about glory, particularly the defended glory. Number one is that you are designed for glory. You are a creator of glory, and you are designed for glory. In Psalm 8, verses 4 and 5, the Bible says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor." You are created for glory, and you are covered with glory and with honor. Honor is your packaging. You must have this understanding. I am not created for stories in life. I am not created for failure. I am created for glory. I am created for honor. I am not a creator of dishonor. I am a creator of honor. I'm created for glory. I am created for honor. This glory was such that even angels complained. Angels were envious, and they asked God why he has so much favored man, why he has so much crowned you with glory and with honor. Number two, this glory will show. Right now, the glory does not appear to be manifest in your life. Nobody can see the glory. All that we see now is maybe hardship, toiling, difficulties, challenges, problems, frustrations, and delays. But hey, don't worry. What does the scripture say about your situation? Romans chapter 8 and in verse number 18. The word of God had this in mind when Paul the apostle wrote to the Romans and he said, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in you." There is a glory that shall be revealed in you. And so no matter the sufferings of the present time, no matter the challenges or the troubles of this hour, they cannot be compared with this glory that shall be revealed in you. So there is a great glory waiting to be revealed in you. Glory is coming, a great glory for that matter. This glory will be revealed. And when the glory comes, it will swallow up the pains. It will swallow up the challenges. It will swallow up the problems. Whatever the difficulties you have experienced or are experiencing at the moment, the glory will swallow it up. It will not be remembered anymore. So get set. Blessings of God are coming. Miracles are coming that will make you forget totally the pains of the past. When the glory came for Joseph, he forgot the pains of his father's house. And that was why he named his son, his first son, Manasseh. God has made me to forget all the pains, all the problems, and the sufferings of my father's house. When this glory is revealed, you will forget the pains, you'll forget the troubles and the challenges of the past. So whatever it is that you are going through at the moment that is not pleasant, when this glory comes, you will forget about it completely and totally. You will not remember it anymore. This glory will show. There's a great glory coming, and this glory will show. Number three, what do I need for this glory to show? The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2, "Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." For this glory to be seen upon you, the scripture enjoins you to arise. There is the need for you to arise. You've got to get up. You cannot sit still or stand still and expect to see the glory of God in any aspect of your life. For you to see glory, you must arise and go to work. There must be something you are up and doing for this glory to be seen. The glory does not come in vacuum. There is the need for you to arise. But the question we need to ask ourselves now is, what are the things that I need to do or have for this glory to be seen? The glory that is coming, what do I need to do for this glory to be seen in my life? Number one, you must be planted by the waters, by the rivers of waters. In Genesis chapter 49, verse number 22, the Bible says, Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well, a fruitful bough by the side of the well. So the well supplies fresh water for this fruitful bough to grow and to blossom. In Psalm chapter 1, verse number 3, the Bible says, it shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth its fruit in a season. And so you must be planted by the waters. You must be planted in Christ Jesus. It is important for you, dear listener, to know and to understand that if you must arise and reveal the glory of God, you must be planted in God. You must be planted in Christ Jesus, who himself is the epitome, the manifest glory of God, the express image of God's glory, of God's person. You must be planted in Christ for the glory of God to be seen upon your life and upon your destiny. Be planted in Christ Jesus. You must also be planted in the house of the Lord. Those who are planted in the courts of the Lord are the ones that will flourish in his house. If you must flourish, if you must reveal the glory of God, you must be planted in God. You must be planted in the house of God. Why do you go to fellowship with God's people? It is not for you to just go and fold your arms and be blessed and then leave again without any impact. It is a planted tree that makes impact. It is only the impact of a planted tree that can be felt anywhere. So be planted in Christ Jesus and be planted in the courts of the Lord. Secondly, for the glory to show, you must be dutifully engaged. You must be busy. You must be up and doing. You must not, and you cannot afford to fold your arms and expect to see glory in your life. As a student, you must go to work. You must work. You must be engaged. You must be involved. In the book of Proverbs chapter 22 and in verse 29, the scripture says, do you see a man who is diligent in his business? This man will stand before kings. He will not stand before men or ordinary men. I love the Bible in basic English translation. The Bible is basically says, have you seen a man who is expert in his business? He will take his place before kings. His place will not be among low persons. God wants you to take your place before kings. For you to take your place before kings, you must be dutiful. You must be hardworking. You must be diligent as a student to take your place among kings, to stand among excellent people, to be among men of distinction. You must be hardworking. You must be dutiful with your studies. You must work very hard. To take your place among kings as a business person, you must be dutiful and be diligent in your business. It is only those who are diligent in business that will stand before kings and not before many men. Diligence makes you an expert. If you are diligent in your business, you become an expert in what you do, at what you do. The Message translation of that verse of scripture says, observe people who are good at their work. Skilled workers are always in demand and admired. They don't take a back seat anymore. Skilled workers, those who are good at their works, they are the ones that will be in demand. They will not only be in demand, they will also be admired. And so, dear listener, you must be hardworking. Don't allow laziness or slothfulness of any kind. Don't entertain it around your life, around your destiny. Say no to every form of laziness and don't let it be seen around you. In Romans chapter 12, verse 11, the Bible says you must not be slothful in business. You must be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. What must I do for this glory to show? Number three, you must have faith in his name. Faith in his name. In Mark chapter number 4, verses 26 and 27, the word of God says, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. This man's total trust and confidence is in God. He put his trust totally in God. Faith in God, faith in his name, will cause his glory upon your life and upon your destiny to be seen. And finally, this glory will be defended. Don't forget, we're discussing 4 points about this glory. Number one, you are designed for glory. Number two, the glory will show. Number three, you must arise for the glory to show. And finally, number four, this glory will be defended. Your glory will be defended in the precious name of Jesus. In the book of the prophet Isaiah chapter 4 and verse number 5, the scripture says, "And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon assemblies a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense." A glory that is not defended will be wasted. The enemy will tamper with the glory that is not defended. And that's why my prayer is that your glory will be defended. Your life, your destiny will be defended in the precious name of Jesus. This glory is defended in Christ Jesus. Again, I pray your glory in life and in destiny will be defended in Jesus' precious name. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, "Father, I am designed for glory. Let that glory show in the name of Jesus. In every aspect of my life, let your glory be seen. Father, I am designed and created for glory. Let your glory show in every aspect of my life. Let your glory be seen in the precious name of Jesus." Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Ask your Father in heaven, say, "Father, lead me to the right thing to do for your glory to show in the name of Jesus. Let me not do the wrong things. Show me the right thing to do for your glory to show in the name of Jesus." I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, "Father, defend my glory. Upon my glory, let there be a defense. Let my glory be defended in your name, in the name of Jesus." Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It's my prayer for you that the glory of God upon your life will be seen in the name of Jesus. That the Lord will order your steps, will teach you, will show you what to do for this glory to show. The glory of God upon your life will be revealed. And I pray God himself will defend you. He will defend your glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us later today for our Bible study, our in-depth and analytical teaching of God's Word, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join this meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, wishing you a very glorious day. And the Lord bless you.